Wendy Snyder here, and there seems to be a little bit of a dispute. I was saying that the summer is winding down, and Dave argued with me for a little bit, but I guess it is winding down. The dog days of summer are over with, which, by the way, I had to look up. July 3rd through August 11th, it's usually the hottest days of the summer, and there are patios out there in various locations. Chicago Tribune food critic Louisa Chu joins us now to tell us where we should be eating. Hi, Louisa.
Hey, Wendy.
Long time no talk.
I know, you know, and I did not know that there were official dates for the dog days of summer.
Yeah, I had to look that up. You had written this article in the Chicago Tribune. The dog days of summer are the hot, sultry days of summer. Historically, the period following the rising of the star system Sirius. It connected with heat, drought, sudden thunderstorms, fever, mad dogs, and bad luck. So there you go.
You know, that's just any day. That could be any day these days, you know. But I'm with you. I do kind of feel like, despite, like, the forecast of, like, 90-degree weather, it is kind of feeling like winding down, even out on the patios. I was out on a patio last night with my dog, and I was, like, the only one there. I mean, granted, it was drizzling a little bit, but,
yeah.
You know, we're dedicated. Yeah.
So what should we be hitting up, patio-wise?
Patio-wise, you know, we actually did a story with some different patios for different reasons. And I actually had, me and my dog Cole, we kind of had a little section about where you can dine out, step out in style. And one of the favorites that we had was Bronzeville Winery on the south side. They have got a wide sidewalk, which we appreciate, and the patio is enclosed with an edible garden by Urban, H-E-R-B-A-N, Produce, and it's beautiful, and, like, people dress in that really sort of casual, effortless way that I don't have at all, but but it's good to watch, and, like, you know, people watch and get inspiration. So I loved Bronzeville Winery's outdoor patio, and so did, you know, I mean, so may you and fellow dogs and lovers, dog days or not.
All right, what about the Goddess and the Ghost Grocer? Do they have a patio?
There are a few different locations, so they will vary, you know, and I have to say that especially the one that's in Bucktown has had, like, this beautiful, like, open, airy space on their second floor, and I know that the one that's over by the river has also got, like, a fantastic view. But I would, for sure, you know, especially today, check onto the patio situation before anyone plans on going out. But, you know, especially because there's, like, there are places with, like, really wonderful, like, covered patios, you know, so I would for sure try to check out, you know, whether or not places have got open patios or not. Like, for example, Miru, which I've reviewed recently, has beautiful terraces. They're on the 11th floor of the St. Regis Tower, but they're completely open. So they decide on that day whether or not they're going to have their patios open. And then if, like, a sudden storm sweeps in, you can rush in and, well, they don't rush you because that, you don't do that in a fancy hotel restaurant.
Right.
you stroll, you glide.
Exactly.
And, but they have places, you know, where you can go. So, so for sure check to see if it's covered or not, and if they have a backup plan.
All right, and since it is hot out, it may stay hot till October. But is there a patio that doubles as a beach? I was reading about Lindy's Landing. Can you tell us about that?
You know, I haven't been to Lindy's Landing yet this year, and but for sure there are a few different, you know, beachside restaurants that have opened and kind of, like, transformed the space. So there is a restaurant in Uptown, and they have actually opened a new outpost. So the restaurant's called Uve. I you know, I've only seen it written. I haven't heard it pronounced. Wine bar and fromagerie. And we wrote about it in our openings column. And it is a woman-owned wine bar and cheese shop in Andersonville. And so they just opened a beachfront stand on the beach. And it looks absolutely terrific. So there's lots of nice options now. You know, in addition to the hot dog carts, of course, which is always a nice fallback.
Absolutely. Louisa Chu on the line with us, food critic from the Chicago Tribune and also co-host of the Chewing podcast. Do you ever watch Hot Ones?
I've seen them here and there. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
Sean Evans is this YouTuber who has a genius idea, who got celebrities to eat hot wings as they get progressively hotter. And he just had Gal Gadot on, and she, I don't know why people would even eat something so hot and try and talk. Are you good with hot food?
I am good with hot food. So, but, you know, I mean, you know, that's really more about, like, the reaction and effect, right, than necessarily one's enjoyment of spicy food. You know?
Right.
If I'm going to be either hosting, you know, you and I would totally do that, right? We would be talking through our eyes streaming and coughing and all that. But like, if it was just me and you hanging out, like, you know, on the beach and patio or something like that with our dog, or with my dog, then yeah, we would just like enjoy the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, you know, kids, be careful what you see up there, because yeah, you'll cough.
Big time, and don't do it before you go on the radio. Louisa, thanks for catching up with us, and you can read all her stuff in the Chicago Tribune at chicagotribune.com. Thank you so much. Take good care.
Thanks, Wendy.
Nice to talk to you.